From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. 50 dead in shooting at gay club. A gunman behind the killing of 50 people in an Orlando, Florida nightclub early today has reportedly been identified as Omar Sadiqi Mateen, a U.S. citizen of Afghan descent. An FBI official said the mass shooting is being investigated as an act of terrorism. Police stormed the building, fatally shooting the suspect and rescuing club goers trapped inside. Another 53 people were wounded. Orlando Police Chief John Mina told reporters about the police response.
Our SWAT officers exchanged gunfire with the suspect. The suspect is dead. He appeared to be carrying a rifle, an assault-type rifle, and a handgun, and had some type of device on him.
Libya's UN-negotiated unity government is claiming an offensive that close to driving Islamic State militants from the coastal city of Sirte is evidence it is making progress at last in establishing its credibility. The offensive, which has made rapid advances in the past 3 days, is boosting hopes the struggling government of National Accord may be able to build up a new Libyan army on the back of the success and encourage militias loyal to a rival government to defect. FIFA, the international governing body of soccer, says idiotic troublemakers caused shameful violence at football games Saturday in two French cities, and the organization strongly condemns the unrest. More than 35 people were injured in Marseille after British and Russian soccer fans brawled in and around the state velodrome. After the European Cup tournament game ended in a tie, Russian supporters charged the English side. This is VOA News.